Today, we'd like to study the title of power in Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to 15. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. What are differences between the hirelings or the employees in the world and his disciples? Question 2. From verses 2 to 4, who are the biological brothers and who have same names? Question 3. In the last phrases over verses 8 and 10, freely you have received, freely give, and for a worker is worthy of his food. What are Jesus teaching? Mark chapter 3, verse 16-19, Simon to whom he gave the name Peter. Peter means a little stone, the Greek word Petros. That word come from after disciple Peter's confession in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "And I also say to you that you are Peter." So Jesus named the Simon Peter. "And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." So basically Jesus' church is based upon Peter's confession of his faith, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So that's why Jesus gives a little stone or Peter, Petrus. So church means we have believed in Jesus is the Christ and the Son of living God, the people, the group of those people is called as church. Then James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brothers of James. Here indicates a brother, biological brother relationship between James and John. Then, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is sons of thunder. Sons of thunder would come out in Luke chapter 9, verse 53. But they, the Samaritans in a village, did not receive Jesus Christ, because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. So Jesus and Jesus' disciples plans through Samaria to reach Jerusalem in south boundary, but the Samaritan in a village rejected Jesus, not go through Samaria, that village. At that time, his disciples, James and John, saw this in Luke chapter 9, verse 54. They said, "Lord, do you want us to command the fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did?" So that's why the fire came down from heaven. Jesus named the brothers as sons of thunder, coming house. Then Andrew, verse 18, Andrew, an evangelist, Andrew bring people to Christ. John chapter 1, verse 40-42. So Andrew brought his brother Peter to Jesus Christ. Also the boy who brought five bread and two fish to Jesus Christ too. So Andrew is an example of an evangelist. Then Philip. Philip is also an evangelist. Here, Philip the apostle, John chapter 1, verse 45, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found Jesus, over whom Moses in the law And also the prophet wrote Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. So then, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas. Thomas is an example of a doubter. John chapter 20, verse 25. The other disciples therefore said to him, Thomas, we have seen the Lord. So Thomas said to the other disciples, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. So that's why Thomas is an example of a doubter. Then is James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus. Thaddeus, what is another name? That is, we can see Luke chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. So instead of Thaddeus, Luke chapter 6, verse 16 said, Judas, the son of James. So Thaddeus is another name who is Judas. Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him, and they went into a house. Then Luke chapter 6, verse 14 to 16, Simon, whom Jesus also named Peter, so as we already explained, and Andrew, his brother. Here, Andrew is a biological relationship, brothers with Peter. James and John, so brothers too, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot. Zealot means a radical nationalist against Roman Empire to get Israel's independence from Roman Empire. So the Simon called the Zealot. Judas, the son of James. Judas, the son of James, who is Thaddeus. And Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. Then also, Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 13. After Judas Iscariot committed suicide, then the Book of Acts, chapter 1, 13, 11 apostles are written. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, 11 apostles here, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. So verse 1, chapter 10, verse 1, and when Jesus had called his 12 disciples to him. Here, Jesus called his 12 disciples, not hiring for payments, such as dollars insurance benefit. Employees are looking for which company more payment or better benefit, you know, kind of thing. But here, disciples just the call. Jesus Christ called the disciples. So minister requirement, the first one is whether or not God is calling them. That's always the issue. So calling, then to him, he gave them power. So the Lord Jesus Christ gave power, but the hiring or employees in the world, in exchange for his power, his career or her career, ability, power. So employee given his ability, his career given to the company. So in that way, but the disciples know the power coming from the Lord. That is different. Hiring, Jesus explained, John chapter 10, verse 12, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, because the hireling working for payment, so the hireling doesn't have any risk of life to take care of a sheep. The wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. So here is the differences between his disciples or ministers and hirelings our employees in the world. Then gave them power. So Christ gave power freely, so over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. In order to manifest that Jesus is the Messiah to the Jews, as the prophets in the Old Testament prophesied. One example, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4 to 6, Isaiah, the prophet, prophesies what is the Messiah or the Christ. Say to those who are fearful, hearty, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with the vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. So Savior is coming. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, heal the blind. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, so heal the deaf. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, so to heal the lame. And the tongue of dumb sing, heal the dumb. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. So as the prophet prophesies what is the Messiah like. So that's why Jesus sent his disciples based upon his calling. So not hiring for payment, his calling, then giving power, then let them to cast out the demons and heal all illness and sickness. Verse 2, now the names of the 12 apostles. Apostles means, in this context, the first five. Apostles simply meaning sent out, the people sent out. So sent out or sent forth, that means apostle. The people who are sent out or the people who are sent forth are called apostles. Here, the names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. So Simon, Peter, and Andrew, brother relationship, biological brother relationship. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. So two brothers right here, two set of brothers, Peter, Andrew, James, John. And Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector. Matthew, who is the writer of this book, Matthew. James, the son of Alphaeus. So here we can see two James. One is Simon, Peter, Andrew, and James and John. Here, second James, James, the son of Alphaeus. And Lavius, another name is Judah, whose surname Thaddeus. Thaddeus, another name Judas. Simon, the Canaanite. Here we can see Simon, two Simon. The Canaanite. Canaanite, a person who resided in Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. So the Judas too. So therefore, question two, two brothers, Peter and Andrew, James and John, and same names, James, two James, and two Simons, Simon Peter and Simon the Zealot, Canaanite, two Judas. So one is Judas, the son of James, the other one, Judas, the betrayer. Then verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent out. So that means 12 apostles sent out. And commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritan, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So priority issue here is not partiality issue, to manifest that Jesus is the Messiah whom in the Old Testament prophets prophesied. For example, book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem first, then in all Judea, then in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. So Messiah came from Israel. So therefore, it's the Israel first. Then is also Matthew chapter 28, verse 19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. The bottom line, all the nations. So baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Also Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So this issue is a priority issue, not a partiality or discrimination issue at all. Verse 7, and as you go, preach always to the lost sheep or unbelievers, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand or is near. The kingdom reigned by heavenly power is near, which is the kingdom reigned by the Messiah is near. So the kingdom reigned by the Messiah is near. So Christ is here. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons or devils. Manifest that Jesus is the Messiah or Christ. That's why through his disciples to heal the sick. Here, cast out demons. Don't fear demons. No fight with them by yourself, but acknowledge Christ who is greater in each of us than they who are in the world. So Christ is greater than the demons. And ask the Lord to cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. That is with his power. So we should cast out demons with Jesus' power, because Jesus gave his power to us. So we need to pray in Jesus' name to cast out those devils. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood. Do not wrestle with your power, your flesh power, flesh and blood, but against the principality, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. So basically, so you ask the Lord to cast out demons by his power, not your own power. Then freely you have received, freely give. So basically, you receive it, his power freely. So with the payment at all, so with your own merit paid to the Lord at all, receive it, therefore, freely give. Don't use it to enrich yourself. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper, or pride neither gold coins, silver coins, copper coins in Roman Empire at that time, in your money belts, no bag for your journey, no two tunics. Tunics is Roman and clothes, Roman skirts. Two tunics, nor sandals, nor steppers, sticks, for a worker is worthy of his food. So, why? Because you shouldn't be entangled by excessive possession of materials. But you should have minimal necessity sufficient. So that's why you don't bring any extra thing. So minimal necessity over your sandals, your step tunics, journey. So that's enough. So then a worker is worthy of his food. So a spiritual worker is provided the minimal necessity to sustain his physical life, to keep on spiritual works. So that's why the 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18 also, for the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. So next question, how? The 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or over necessity. Necessity meaning or under duress, under force. For God loves a cheerful giver. So basically, disciple introduced Jesus Christ to the lost sheep. So lost sheep, they open his house and provide food, you know, provide shelter with a cheerful heart. You know, in that way, a spiritual worker receive, you know, his food, his material necessity to sustain his life in that way. So from beginning, you should give, you know, freely, not charging, you know, anything else, because the power coming from Jesus, freely you have received, freely given. So it doesn't mean so. Then verse 11, they explain, now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it, in city or town, is worthy. Stay there until you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it or salute it, welcome it. Then, if the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. Here, worthy meaning receive you or hear your words. In verse 14, explain. That means that the household is worthy. So if you do not receive him or you do not hear his words, that means you are not worthy. So, and let your peace return to you. It is interesting, whomever you greet, you may bless them. If they reject you, the blessing would return to you. That's why we give, you know, blessing to anybody. So if he accepts the blessing will be upon him. If he rejected that blessing return to you. So shake off the dust from your feet. So shake off the dust from your feet, the mean Jewish custom to separate the relationship between you and the rejectors in city or house. So that's why that custom shake off the dust from their shoes. That means separate from you and rejectors. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. So in that final day of judgment, those rejected will be fall into the lake of fire in the book of Revelation chapter 21. So let's see each question in verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. What are the difference between the hirelings or the employees in the world and his disciples? So his disciples are basically by upon Jesus' calling. But hireling is a hireling by company for payment or certain benefit. That's a different. Also, power, you know, coming from, you know, God, you know, the Lord. But the hiring case is a career ability coming from employee, you know. So in that way, that is totally different. The minister and the employee is totally different. Question two, in verses 2-4, who are the biological brothers and who have the same names? Biological brothers, one is Simon Peter and Andrew, and James and John, so two brothers. Then same names, James 2, Simon 2, Judas 2. So that is, we can see over 12 disciples. Then last question, in last phrases, verses 8 and 10, freely you have received, freely give, and for a worker is worthy of his food. What are Jesus teaching? So minister, apostle, disciples basically receive all powers coming from the Lord. So that's why freely, so you should give, you know, those power, talent, whatever thing, give it to share. Then for a worker is worthy of his food. The worker in that way, because the recipient, the share, made a cheerful offering to God through you, that is a certain portion will be the given to you to sustain your physical life. In that way, it works. Let's just sing song all together, bulletin, page 8, number 3.